Thank you, Shelley. It's great to see you. Good morning. And my name's Simon. I'm the vicar here, if I don't know you. Lovely to see you. Wonderful special day for Finley and Rosie. Wonderful celebration. I hope a day you'll remember forever. Also wonderful, I can tell you now, wonderful special day for Rich, because those are the first baptisms he's done. So I think we should give him a round of applause as well. Now, children, can anyone tell me one of the first things Jesus did before he started telling people about God's love? One of the first things, there was a clue. There's a clue. It was a clue that Rich read in the service. It was a clue that's demonstrated here. What might Jesus have done that Rosie and Finley have done this morning? What have you done this morning, Finley? Been baptized. And Jesus was baptized. It was one of the first things he did before he started his ministry. And he was baptized in a river called the Jordan that Shelley just read about. She read about when the people of Israel, years before, went through the Jordan. Now, what today is about is a marker. And I hope it's a marker that Finley and Rosie will remember for the rest of their lives. It's an occasion that they'll remember. But it's a marker. And just very briefly, I want to talk about markers. Because I believe it's really important in life that we celebrate what we want to cultivate. We celebrate what we want to cultivate. That we mark occasions in life because we want to celebrate them and because we want to grow them. And so this is part of the celebration. Now, we had the reading that took place, which was, if you were listening and paying close attention to it, you'll have heard that as the people of Israel crossed the Jordan River, and this was another miracle. You remember the big miracle in Exodus was when the people of Israel left slavery and they left Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. And the sea parted, and they went out into the desert. And then because they weren't obedient, they ended up in the desert for 40 years. But the way they left the desert was the same again. A sea, this time the River Jordan, parted, and they went through it. And they went into the promised land through this parted sea. And to mark it, God tells Joshua to get a member of each tribe to get a stone, and to take a stone from the riverbed to mark it, to remember what God has done, to remember what God has done. And there's a verse in Micah that says, "Remember your journey to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord." Gilgal was mentioned. Remember your journey, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. And it's important to remember and to give thanks, because actually when we do, I believe we know more of God and his righteous acts. There's a process in this. The problem is, if you're anything like me, you rush from one thing to the next thing, and when God does do something, maybe even amazing, you forget to give him thanks. You mean to, but you forget. And then very quickly, and the children of Israel are particularly good at this, you forget what he has done, and you forget to give thanks. And the markers were there to remember, so that they remembered to give thanks. Today is a marker day for Rosie and Finley. It's a marker day of them joining the story of God, or certainly a marker day within their journey in the story of God and of his involvement in life. And there are other things we do to remember and to give thanks. It's why we celebrate Christmas and Easter and harvest and Advent. It's to give thanks to God for what he is doing in our world and in our lives, and so that we might know more of his goodness and his love. And I think just as we celebrate those festivals, it's also important to celebrate, and we do this. We have birthdays. I imagine there might even be a piece of cake or two after the baptisms. But we have birthdays and celebrations in our families. And I just encourage you to mark the big things in life. We've had a wonderful weekend this weekend. We've been to a 70th party where someone was marking with their friends and family 70 years. Yesterday, we were at the blessing of our youth worker who got married in the summer in Finland, and we were at the blessing of her wedding. And these are markers, and we celebrate, and we join in to other stories as God joins in to our story. One thing I really encourage you, Greg and Rochelle, this is to think about how you're going to mark the significant occasions in Finley and Rose's life. One thing we've tried to do with our boys, who are now 20 and 23, is to mark significant occasions. When they turned 13, I took them on a road trip of their choice. So one of them wanted to fly birds of prey. We went off and did that for a couple of days. And the other one wanted to go to Alton Towers. And so we did that as well. The things I do for my kids. But at 18, we did a book where we got all friends and family to write the things that they'd seen in their lives. We put in pictures, embarrassing ones and others, in these books, and things that they wanted for their future. We marked it. And our society we're pretty good at parties, but we forget the marking of things. And so I just want to encourage you. I don't know what you're celebrating. I don't know how your journey is. I don't know whether, as Rich has already said, you might not be convinced about the existence of God. I am, and I've seen the difference he makes in my life and others' lives. But I would encourage you to not just rush through life, but to take time to be thankful. Thankful for the good things in life, the people around you, that we can celebrate with family and friends. Hey, boys, you all right? We can celebrate with family and friends, and to mark and to thank God for what he does. Because just like the Israelites, when you remember your journey, when you remember the things that God is doing, then more of his righteous acts will be known. So remember your journey, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. Okay, we are going to stand to sing our final song now. And we put our hope in God, nothing less than God and his goodness and his grace.